Hi, good morning, friends. Welcome to today's morning briefing session. First of all, a disclaimer that this podcast is only for educational purpose and we do not recommend or advocate any stocks mentioned during the call. The sources of our information are various publicly available data sites such as investing.com, Money Control, Bloomberg, Business Standard, ET, Mint, BSE, Financial Express and others. So we start by looking at updates from chemical slash agrochemical segment before we move on to other segments. And also bring you the updates from stock market. So over to Abhishek now.
Many thanks, Pratan. Good morning, friends. We start with our updates. Thermax Limited has concluded an order of 1,176 crores from an Indian public sector refinery to set up their sulfur recovery block on LSTK basis. The sulfur recovery block includes 2x240 TPD sulfur recovery unit along with tail gas treatment unit, 200 TPH SAR water stripper and phenol, and 95 TPH SAR water stripper non-phenol. Reducing the sulfur content in fuel produced by the refinery is important for emission control. The sulfur recovery block will be a part of customers' ongoing refinery expansion project. This landmark project is being pursued as part of Government of India's Northeast Hydrocarbon Vision 2030. Oil India Limited has informed the exchange that the board of directors of the company at its meeting has accorded its approval for 6,555 crores investment by subsidiary company Numaligarh Refineries Limited for implementation of petrochemical project at Numaligarh, Assam. The board also approved the formation of a joint venture company between Assam Gas Company and Oil India for the three geographical areas offered by Petroleum and Natural Gas Regulatory Board. Numaligarh Refinery is executing a major expansion project of capacity augmentation from present 3 million metric tons per annum to 9 million metric tons per annum by installing a 6 MMTPA capacity refinery and associated crude oil terminals, along with pipeline, considering processing of Arab Light, Arab Heavy, and crude oil. Rosary Biotech Limited, an innovative specialty chemical manufacturer providing intelligent and sustainable solutions made in India for customers across industries, has announced launch of Dr. Nanoxa, a new age antimicrobial surface coating infused with nanotechnologies, which provide biosecurity from residual infection caused by bacteria, viruses including SARS-CoV for 30 days. The product is made in India and has been successfully tested by NABL certified laboratories using international standards. BASF India has entered sugar crop protection market with its new herbicide Vicent Complete. The new solution empowers farmers with a whole new level of post-emergent weed control, ensuring better yield for their crops. Vicent Complete is an innovative combination of topramezolone and atrazine, two different mode of action and an inbuilt adjunctive which makes it unique in effectively controlling grass and broadleaf weeds for longer duration. And finally, board of directors of Atul Limited will be holding a meeting on 25th March to consider a proposal for buyback of equity shares of the company, so we'll keep a watch on this as well. This is all from my side. Over to Puratan for more sector specific news and markets in general. Thank you,
Abhishek. So we begin by looking at updates from the U.S. market. So 201 points in the negative territory. S&P was down by almost close to 2 points. Nasdaq almost about 55 points down. So not a major movement there. But on Dow Jones, there has been about 201 points of correction, which is roughly about 0.6%. Most of the Asian economies are trading in green, specifically the major economies like Australia, Japan, and South Korea, including Philippines. The other ones like Vietnam, Thailand, and Malaysia are slightly green, or it's a mix of green and red territory. So we need to see as to how the Indian indices will perform. Singapore is almost flattish here, so no major performance here. SGX Nifty is trading around 17,193 points. So seems to be an optimistic, a cautiously optimistic overview here as we sort of see an upward trend in the UK oil, which reached 118. It ended at about 115 yesterday. So the major moves were made yesterday and day before yesterday, which is on 17th of March, which is almost about 2 to 3% of movement, about rather 8% of movement on a daily basis in the past week or so for almost about 2 days. So 2 days it has seen major movements in the northward direction, and so the concern that it will impact the oil importing economies and also their companies is back again, and we need to see how Indian indices would sort of sustain to this increased prices. So this probably will become something that will be watched very closely. Now moving on to some data from the derivative section. So call option data first. We are seeing a maximum call open interest at 18,000 levels, followed by 17,500. Call writing, however, we are seeing at 17,200, followed by 17,500 levels. Maximum pain stands at 17,000 levels. And option writers, and we need to see who will win on this front. One needs to be very cautious, as the markets we've already seen moving in the past so many days, and has Nifty specifically, which is a basket of 50 stocks, has given almost about 9 to 10% returns in the past couple of days. So straight northward direction, and it is obvious that Nifty would take a breather from here. So one needs to be very cautious as far as Nifty stocks are concerned. Some of the stocks which are seeing high delivery percentage are Escorts, Bharti Airtel, Colgate Palmolive, Infosys, HDFC Bank, M&M, ABS, Emphasis, HDFC and Petronet. On the long build-up side, we are seeing Delta Corp, Intellect, Balrampur Chini, Coromandel, Cummins India, Pfizer, Vedanta Limited, Chambal Fertilizers, Coal India and Naveen Fluorine. Out of this, Coal India is something interesting, and also Balrampur Chini, because the on the long delivery, on the higher deliveries, seems there was some internet issue here. So on the stocks with higher delivery percentage, we are seeing Escorts, Bharti Airtel, Colgate Palmolive, Infosys, HDFC Bank, M&M, ABB, Infosys, HDFC and Petronet. On the long build-up side, we are seeing action on Delta Corp, Intellect, Balrampur Chini, Coromandelam, Coromandel, Cummins India, Pfizer, Vedanta Limited, Chambal Fertilizers, Coal India and Naveen Fluorine. Out of this, Coal India and specifically Balrampur Chini seem interesting, because there is a northward direction in the commodity prices. And also, as Brazil, one of the BRIC countries, prepare to transition to maximum usage of ethanol as their fuel, as their vehicle fuel, and which is something that we are already seeing in India. So a large part of the sugar may be diverted, the production of sugar may be diverted to manufacturing of ethanol, which is also there, which also addresses the energy need of of these BRIC countries, specifically India and Brazil. On the long unwinding side, we are seeing JK Cement, Birlasoft, Whirlpool, NTPC, Voltas, HDFC, Mahindra & Mahindra, Ashok Leyland, Bandhan Bank and HDFC Life. And on the short build-up side, we have Petronet, Ind Hotel, ACC, IOC, BEL, Lal Path Labs, Power Grid, MRF, Street Transport Finance and Indigo. And on the short covering side, we have AU Bank, Aarti Industries, GSPL, National Aluminium, Coforge, Polycarbon, Deepak Nitrite, Aditya Birla Retail Finance, LTTS and Godrej Properties. So these are seeing short covering, some movement on AU Bank, and AU Bank after correction from the recent tops has been in the coverage and seeing a lot of action here. On the bulk deal front, some interesting news coming in. So Satin Credit Network has been picked up by GMO Emerging Market Fund, which has acquired it about 8.1 lakh equity shares via the transactions. However, it has been sold off by Linkage Securities, which sold about 6.5 lakh equity shares in the company. One needs to investigate on their own, do their own fundamental research analysis to figure out each of the companies mentioned in the as to how they look and what potentials they have. Shankara Building Products, so APL Apollo Mart has bought 10 lakh shares in the company via open market transactions. And some inputs from the news section now. So Deepak Nitrite has received a long-term rating from A- to A+. REC has approved the market borrowing program of 85,000 crore under different debt segments. And this will be for the financial year 22 and 23. Equitas Small Finance Bank has approved a scheme of amalgamation between Equitas Holdings and Equitas Small Finance Bank. And we have seen similar kind of arrangement between Ujjivan entities also. Godavari Power and Ispat has signed a share purchase agreement with Hira Infratech, which will be acquiring 54,000 equity shares of Hira Ferro Alloys, which will be at a price of 224 per share. NHPC, so LIC of India, has sold about 2% stake in the company via open market transaction. And now the LIC stake stands at about 7.23%, down from earlier 9.26% earlier. L&T on March 24 will be seeking approval for raising funds, and this will be through issuance of debt securities as part of the company's refinancing program. And Shankara Building Products and APL Apollo Tubes have announced a minority equity investment by the subsidiary APL Apollo Mart in Shankara Building Products. So APL Apollo Mart, and we've also seen a bulk deal here, so we'll be picking up a small portion of equity from Shankara Building Products. So interesting alignment here, and one needs to watch out as to how this could pan out. As far as the FII and DII are concerned, so FII have resumed selling again. They have sold shares worth 2,962, so almost 3,000 odd crores of shares sold in the cash market. Whereas the domestic institutional investors seem to be slowing down here, and they picked up shares worth only 253 odd crores. So net, there is a selling pressure, and today would be an interesting day, sort of a pivot point from here, whether markets could go northward or would take a breather. And one needs to be cautiously optimistic here, as advised. This is all from our side for today. And with a gap of 2 days, we hope to see you probably on Friday, and then followed by next week's podcast as usual. So this is all from our side. We wish you a happy trading day. Trade rich and trade safe. Till then, take care and bye-bye.